You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 23rd show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching. Yes, she's been in before. Very excited to have her back. And I always love her topic segment titles that she comes up with. Today it's I love her, I miss her, I am so much in pain. Dee, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
And a little bit about Dee. Dee is a part-time coach and a full-time rental property business owner who has done extensive study in emotional growth. Her perspective is that you are where you are choosing to be in your life, your financial status, your quality of life that you live, and your relationships with friends, family, and significant other. Everything is either where you want it to be or where your belief level is where you can be. The stage of personal growth that you are in each area of your life determines where you are in that area. You cannot make more money than you believe you can make. You cannot have a better relationship than you believe that you're capable of having. And your belief in your own worthiness in each area of your life sets the tone for where you are. And Dee, she's helping her clients break those ceilings.
Love that. Dee, it's so cool to see your titles here. I love her. I miss her. I'm in so much pain. You have so much good information all the time. So I'm really curious, what's up with the title today? Can you explain that to our listeners? Where are we going with this?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sound a little bit harsh and strong and crazy, but I promise it comes from a place of kindness and love.
Thank you for that disclosure. If everybody saw and knew you, they would know it comes from a place of kindness and love.
Quit being weak.
Go ahead, Dee.
So have you ever felt pain because somebody passed away? Have you ever felt pain because somebody broke up with you? What I'm here to talk about today is to break the myth that if you love somebody and they're not with you, either temporarily or permanently, then you're in pain because of them. Being in any kind of pain is not because you love somebody and they're not with you. It is because you yourself need to do some inner work. So a relationship is an emotion multiplier. If you are inherently sad, then being in any kind of relationship is going to make you manyfold sadder. Yeah. If you're happy inherently, then being in a relationship is going to make you feel that much happier. If you're feeling love, then being in a relationship is going to multiply that again. So if you understand that, I mean, that anytime you're in pain, it is coming from within. And if you work on that pain, then you can choose to feel love or feel joy even after somebody has passed away, or even if somebody has broken up with you, or even if you're having a long distance relationship and it's like, oh my God, I'm in so much pain. You can choose to transform that into love and joy.
Yeah, and that's and so true. I think it's, you know, embracing that pain for what it is, because you have to go through those, or as our first guest talked about, the different seasons, you've got to go through that process. But ultimately, you want to get to a place to where you can embrace that pain and use that to take you to a better place. So let's talk about the reason why we feel pain.
This could be a million different reasons, but for the most part, it comes from separation. Human beings are wired for love. More than anything, we need to feel love and connection. And if we feel separate from other human beings or other beings or the world or anything, then we feel that pain. And it comes across in a million different ways. We express it in a million different ways. At the end of the day, it is a feeling of not being good enough and not being lovable. We forget that we do not need to rely on external sources in order to feel that love and worthiness. And we can actually go inward and feel it. It's very much possible. It's not like pie in the sky, only people, monks in the Himalayas, can do it. Like, we can actually do it as well. So if you give yourself a lot of love, you will instantly feel better.
Yeah.
Dee, can you give us some examples of what you mean?
Sure, yeah. So I was talking about people passing away. My brother passed away about 13 years ago, and this was a breakthrough that happened because of that. He took his own life. And even though I knew at that point, even right then, I knew intellectually that it was his decision and I should not be taking any guilt for it, I did. And I cried a lot after that. And every time I cried, I felt I was crying because I loved him. And it was only last year that I finally broke through and I realized that it wasn't love, it was guilt. It was this feeling that I should have done something or I could have done something. So the guilt that I felt, it actually took away from the love that I felt for him, because what I was feeling was unworthy, and I was feeling that I was not good enough and I did not do enough for him. And that wasn't love.
Yeah.
That was my own fear, my own insecurities. And it was last year when I broke through that I finally came to this conclusion that, I came to a breakthrough where I accepted what happened and I stopped feeling guilty for it. And since then, what I felt for him has come from real
love. Yeah, then you can come from a place of remembering the good times instead of focusing on the missed times, right?
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about what pain in love reflects.
What pain reflects is our own fear. If you catch yourself saying, I miss you so much and I'm in pain because I'm not with you, maybe because the person is traveling or maybe because the person has broken up with you, it comes from a place of fear of losing that person. When you are, what I want to make very clear is that I'm not saying that you shouldn't be in a relationship or you can just be with anyone. You can choose to be in a relationship where your joys are magnified in a certain way. Mm. You can choose to be in a relationship where your love is magnified in a certain way. If you are feeling pain, then you clearly need to do some work on yourself.
Yeah.
At the same time, you can be very picky about who you're with because you want to choose to magnify your emotions, your positive emotions, and you want to be able to share your wins in a way that magnifies it in the way that you choose to.
Yeah, and it's so true. Outside of abuse and things that are exceptions to the rule, if you can be the best that you can for yourself, for that person, the best in the relationship, it can't help but expand and have more of that.
Right.
But if you're not, it can't help but expand and have more of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what kinds of pain? I mean, because I guess in all relationships you have pain to a degree, it feels like, and it sounds like it's an internal thing. So, but I'm sure there's a part of this that's a normal pain when in a relationship. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, yes, because pain magnifies emotions, and because relationships magnify emotions, and relationships are a mirror to who you are. So when you are in a relationship, you're going to bump up against triggers that the other person is going to bring into you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to face the manipulative jerk inside of you. You're going to face the person who is evil, who feels evil. You're going to face the jealous person. You're going to face all kinds of things inside of you that you're not going to want to face because they're going to just feel so horrible. And you're like, I'm not that horrible person. So those kinds of pains are very normal when you're in a relationship because they're triggers that help you grow. As long as you identify that this is your own trigger and has nothing to do with the other person, then you can take those triggers and you can work on them and use that as a platform for growth. And that's pain that you are going to face in a relationship.
Yeah, and I always say with relationships, I follow three things. Come from a place of love, acceptance, and accountability. Love, really genuine love. Acceptance, 100% acceptance for who that person is, good and bad, with exceptions to abuse and things like that. But the hardest one is accountability, taking accountability for how I'm going to react in that moment to those negative triggers. But the reality is there's positive triggers as well. And right. so every time that negative trigger comes up of something that my husband Dave says that doesn't make me feel good, I mean, there's so many negative triggers that are around every relationship. I just go to my positive trigger and then I can instantly get myself in a place of gratitude and appreciation for that relationship. And it completely can change everything. So if someone's feeling pain because of the loss of someone, what would you suggest that they do around that?
The first step to do is to understand that it is coming from your own sense of insecurity or unworthiness at some level, and feed your mind continuously with positive books and audios. Understand that love resides within you, and it is absolutely possible to love yourself deeply, even if it feels like nobody else does.
Mm.
The next thing would be to set an intention to clear out that feeling of pain. Again, it is bringing yourself from a place of unconscious incompetence where you're not aware of what you're doing to being consciously aware of it and deciding that you're going to do it. The next thing I would say is meditate with the intention. Before you sit down to meditate, have this intention that I'm going to feel love from within and meditate from that space. And the next thing is just affirmations. Tell yourself, I am deeply loved. I am lovable. I love you. I love you. And say your own name.
Yeah.
And bring yourself back up there.
I love that. I do all of those things.
I know you do. Yeah. You're a rock star. It's all about perspective. That's what you teach about everything. And you've helped me with that too, Tina. Thank you.
Thanks, Keelan. Well, you taught me a couple of things too.
I did?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I'll have to get back to that.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Tina.
I love you back.
So we're joking around here. Any final advice you'd give your listeners? Dee, I know you got lots of advice, but just in this specific segment, what kind of advice would you give our listeners?
Sure. I would start by changing the languaging. So the first thing would be to not say that I'm in pain because I'm no longer with this person, but instead switch the languaging to say I'm in pain because I haven't understood myself yet. Don't say I'm in pain because this person hurt me. Say I'm in pain because I haven't cleared out this trigger yet. This is a very important phrase. This phrase will shift massively how you think. And to break it down, what you're doing is you're saying that I'm in pain because of me. So you're taking control of solving that and feeling happy beyond that. And then the next part is by saying, I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
And by saying that, you're giving yourself a lot of compassion and acceptance for where you are. And from that place, you can stand on firm, solid ground and build yourself up from there rather than being from a place where you're beating yourself up and just constantly saying, oh, I wish I knew. I wish I'd learned this sooner. I wish I hadn't. Yeah, I wish I was better. So acceptance, yes.
Great advice. And when you go through this process and you see the results, it's so freeing and so magical to know that you really do have complete control over your life.
Right.
There's going to be stuff that comes into the life, challenges and seasons, because that's the way life is supposed to be. But it's critically important. So I love this message, Dee. As we're wrapping up our time here, really quickly, how can somebody get in contact with you if they want to hire you as a coach?
They can go to my website, dee.coach. That's dee.coach. Or they can call or text me at 425-894-2308.
Wonderful, Dee. Thank you again so much for coming in. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Tina.
Coming up next to the Money Hour, Women on Top, How to Win the Women's Way. Karen Koenig of Women on Top, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after this short break.